Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf first ordered restaurants and bars and all non-essential businesses throughout the state to close on March 16th to mitigate the spread of coronavirus. It caused a wave of concern in the food industry. Which businesses were considered non-essential? The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that the state has been scrambling since to make sure food producers, processors, and distributors keep working during the crisis.
That initial announcement by Governor Tom Wolf was vague about which Pennsylvania businesses were considered non-essential and expected to close for 2 weeks.
So there was this flurry of activity initially, at least on first glance, concerned that this food system would potentially be at risk of operating.
This is the state Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding. His office got a ton of phone calls.
Farms are worried about milk pickup to livestock auctions, whether they could operate, whether the food processing and manufacturing sector was required to shut down if they were producing products that may be considered non-essential, like candies.
At the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture, Executive Director Hannah Smith Brubaker also got many panicked calls and emails, mostly focused on whether the state considered farms, livestock processing, and farm markets essential businesses.
And in fact, you know, many farmers markets across the state have shut down.
In Pittsburgh, the Bloomfield Winter Market is one that's closed temporarily, at least until March 28th. Within days, Governor Wolf clarified his remarks. Agriculture and related businesses are considered essential and are not being asked to close. That was a relief to Lindsay Shapiro and her husband, owners of Rootmass Farm. They employ 4 people and sell vegetables at markets in Philadelphia. Even with the state's support to stay open, they're expecting a big drop in foot traffic and sales, which means many hours at the kitchen table discussing how to safely get food to their customers.
Still kind of unclear how we're going to get that food into people's hands without regular farmers markets, for us at least, because that is about 85% of our business.
The state agriculture department has issued guidance on this. While allowing farmers markets to continue, it's asking for safety precautions that could include new pickup options or direct deliveries to customers. Not everyone in food production is worried.
Well, it's actually not affected the farmer a whole lot. Me in particular, not at all.
This is Jason Naylor, who runs a 75-cow dairy near Harrisburg.
The only impact I have seen is with the kids being out of school, I have a lot more help than I normally do through the week.
Naylor actually kind of likes it when he sees milk shelves empty at the supermarket. It says people are buying his product. Despite worries about coronavirus and maybe some consumer hoarding, he doesn't see any reason to worry about the milk supply. The cows will still need to be milked.
Farmers, we're working 365 days a year. No matter what the weather, no matter what happens in the world, we always have to work. These cows need milk 24/7. And every farmer is in that way. It doesn't matter if you produce beef or you produce pork, you still have to feed and take care of your animals daily. That is not going to stop.
Still, there have been some hiccups because of the increased consumer demand for milk. Agriculture Secretary Redding says just this week, the state diverted a milk truck headed to a cheese processing plant in central PA and sent it to a milk plant in Philadelphia instead.
It had to go to the location where they were actually able to process fluid milk in half gallons and gallon containers.
Redding says it's been a scramble making decisions like this in real time, but it's forcing the state and its food producers to find new ways of securing food for people. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.